Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Grace. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grace moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Peck moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Peck moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grace. Feller reaches second base with a double. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Feller scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Peck goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sirri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sirri is 0-for-1 in the game. Sirri hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Feller moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Feller scores. Peck moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Milo Candini now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive towards the mound. Feller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Pat Sirri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sirri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sirri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sirri. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Grace moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. Vernon scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Feller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Feller reaches second base with a double. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Feller scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grace. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Peck goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Lunair now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis pinch hits for Lunair. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis strikes out. One out. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Eddie Yost. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Robertson moves to second. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sherry Robertson now playing third base. Scott Carey now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Siri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Spence hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Win pinch hits for Scott Carey. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robertson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.